Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. Don't ask me why I always get excited. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which never goes to sleep over the weekends, by the way. Most other websites do, but I don't have a life, so I update the website even on Saturdays and Sundays. You can access that website at eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net, always full of stories that you more than likely won't find in the mainstream media. Well, it is, we're almost halfway through the month of September. Only another 6 weeks of financial turmoil to deal with. Today was no exception. The Dow started off the day down almost 100 points based on, yes, a bank run. But not in the land of the free and the home of the brave. No, it took place in jolly old England. Anyway, the Dow, after initially falling 100 points, ended up closing up on the day, closed up by 17 points. End the day at 13,442. NASDAQ up barely a point at 2,602. S&P 500 wasn't even up half a point today at 1,484. Why were stocks flat today besides the scare early this morning? Well, guess what? Yes, everybody's waiting for Tuesday. That's when the Fed will speak. And everybody's anticipating a rate cut. Or maybe not. Who knows? It was volatile in the metals today as well, not to be left out. Gold closed on the plus side, up 20 cents at the close. Closed the week out at $710.10. Gold had a low of 705 and a high of 718. Silver closed up 7 cents at 1264. It had a low of 1246 and a high of 1283. We'll take a short break, bring you all the other financial stories when we return.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
My friends, on this Friday, wrapping up the week, interrupting James Blunt, song called Bravery, but it doesn't fit in this segment. Platinum, off a dollar, up a dollar, I should say, 1,302. Palladium, not participating today, closed at 334. Crude oil, closed down 99 cents today. Don't ask me why, maybe the hurricane is not going to be a hurricane. Well, there's something out there. Nobody knows what it is. Crude oil closed at $79.10. U.S. dollar index closed better by 16 basis points to end the week at 79.47. Expect that number to decline dramatically come Tuesday if the Federal Reserve actually does cut interest rates. Now, let me put something in context for you, because a lot of people don't understand the futures market versus what it'll cost you to buy something. Today, unleaded gasoline closed in New York at $2.02 a gallon. That doesn't mean that you can go out and buy gasoline for $2.02 a gallon. It's going to cost you $2.89 a gallon. That's about a 52% increase in what the underlying price of unleaded gasoline is and what you pay at the pump. If we had to use that same logic based on gold, gold would have to be, a 1 ounce gold coin would be now selling for over $1,000 if we used the same percentage spread as gasoline. You following what I mean? Which once again illustrates what a bargain gold is at these prices. By the way, talking about gold, the U.S. Mint today, well, not today, yesterday, suspended sales of its high-end American Gold Eagles. This from our friends at Numismatic News. When uncirculated W Mint Mark Gold American Eagle sales were stopped yesterday by the U.S. Mint, a story was posted by Numismatic News staff, which said sales are suspended for up to 2 weeks as the Mint reviews its options. A government agency can do this. A business cannot. It's good to be king. Getting something back up and available as quickly as possible would be the goal of business. Navigating the bureaucracy and getting everybody to sign on the new price is the government's goal. Even the government does not want to sell something at less than market value. This is laudable, and it is the essence of my point here. Because the W coins are supposedly bullion coins sold directly to collectors by the Mint, and because the prices of ordinary bullion coins, I should say, Friday, try and speak English, Robert, sold through the national dealer network, fluctuate daily, the Mint should consider setting daily or weekly prices for the W gold bullion coins and the W platinum and silver bullion eagles too, while the staff is at it. Oh, yes. About the only branch of government that actually produces a product, sells it for a profit. But then they have the monopoly. Talking about the fear that struck the financial markets early this morning as I was awake at O Dark 100, it didn't look good at 3, 4 o'clock local time this morning, because in jolly old England, people were standing in front of the banks. Well, a bank, we should say, Northern Rock. Not known to many people here on this side of the pond, but Northern Rock is a very popular bank in England. Pretty much in the same popularity as Bank of America is here in the U.S. According to the London Telegraph, the credit crisis spilled onto Britain's high street today has worried Northern Rock customers queued up to withdraw their savings. See, over there they say a queue. Over here we call it a line. Their fears were prompted by the revelation this morning that Britain's fifth biggest mortgage lender had asked the Bank of England for emergency financial assistance. Why would they want that? A little thing called redemptions. People wanted their money back. The bank said, well, the mortgage company said, sorry, we have no cash. Despite Northern Rock's assurances that there was no need for customers to panic, queues continued to build steadily at London branches visited by the Daily Telegraph. The 65-year-old Tony Locke, with savings of £135,000, the lender's calming words were not enough. Isn't it funny how that happens? They happened a couple of weeks ago with Countrywide Financial. And here we have FDIC insurance. Your deposits are insured by the government up to $100,000. People were lined up outside the bank. It's most probably the theory of we don't believe you. Pretty much the consensus of most people who listened to George Bush's speech last night about Iraq. I'm prepared to wait as long as it takes. I'm taking the lot out if they'll let me have it, said Mr. Locke, who was queuing outside the bank's Moorgate branch in the heart of the square mile. I'm absolutely appalled that they should be so badly run and so badly regulated. I thought they were totally reliable and secure, and they were supposed to be regulated by the government. Northern Rock shares plunged 31% by the end of the day as the lender slashed its profit forecasts and admitted it was seeking help from the central bank. Based in Newcastle, Northern Rock has 76 branches around the UK, has about 1.4 million savers, around 800,000 mortgage customers, and retail deposits of around about £24 billion. Earlier in the day, Adam Applegate, the company's chief executive, sought to calm the nerves of customers and shareholders alike. In these extreme times, we are pleased to have a high-quality asset base and remain confident in the excellence of our strong customer franchise, our efficient business platform, and our well-known brand. You could use the same argument that the president made last night. You don't have to be concerned about all the stuff going on in Iraq. We're winning. The surge is winning. Everything's fine. Look at El Anbar province. Democracy is breaking out all over. The Sunnis are killing Al-Qaeda. And the president actually met with one of the sheikhs, who was blown to 1,000 pieces today by Al-Qaeda to prove that El Anbar province is not as safe as South Central Los Angeles. What a world we live in. So where's gold going to go? Next up, $800. According to Reuters, anyway. Gold received a decisive hoist above the psychological $700 an ounce mark this week due to a faltering dollar, but this does not ensure a retest of historic highs in the $800 unless numerous economic and market factors stay aligned. Oh, you mean like runs on banks? After a $40 rally so far this month, commodity experts agree that the weak greenback, an expected U.S. interest rate cut, record oil prices, and seasonal influences have put bullion on track by the end of the year to eclipse its 26-year peak of $730 an ounce set in May 2006. But they are not all convinced that a retest of the all-time high of $850 reached in 1980 is coming. This is because the gold frenzy has been fueled by market turmoil outside the commodity sector. After initially selling bullion to cover stock market losses, investors came back in droves, seeing bullion as a safe haven amid financial market fears that a global credit crunch would derail U.S. economic growth. Of course it's going to derail U.S. economic growth. We are clutching at straws. Do you realize that consumers added almost $1 trillion in debt last month, in large part on credit cards? Why? Because they are being pinched from all sides. Higher gasoline prices, higher commodity prices. Yes, food prices are going up, but we don't count that because we want to keep inflation at 2% so the nation can be in the dark. While everybody's wondering, why is this whole thing collapsing? Well, it's really simple. A lot of people who were really smart decided not so long ago that we didn't have to have credit checks for people who couldn't afford to buy houses. If we wanted to sell these worthless pieces of real estate out there, we had to make it conducive to people to want to buy them. Like, if you don't have a job and you have no prospects for income, come on down. We'll put you in a house, and if you have no money, we'll give you that too. You can live the American dream, even though you are not qualified to participate in it. You have to ask yourself, someone had to come up with this plan. Someone had to devise this plan. I want to know who was the guy that came up with this idea. There has to be someone at a high level of importance that said, you know, I woke up last night with this brilliant idea on how to increase business. We can sell houses to the poor. Yes, it's a wonderful concept. And look what we can do. Not only can we sell houses to the poor, but we can nail them with an interest rate. We can bundle these things up and sell them to the Chinese.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You got, because they can change it as they want. Well, they ain't only pulling money out of banks in England, they're pulling money out of Goldman Sachs in the U.S. Investors pulled $1.5 billion out of flagship Goldman Sachs hedge fund last night as turmoil in credit and equity markets sent its asset value plunging. It emerged yesterday. Goldman's Global Alpha Fund, one of the two managed by Mark Carhart, fell 23% in August after the market went dramatically against one of its equity strategies, according to sources. Redemptions. Falling fund values and a sell-off of assets mean that Global Alpha, once worth $10 billion, now worth $6. Uh-oh. You know how many people have Global Alpha in their 401k plans, their IRA plans? It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. And you know, the sad thing is the president is not helping in this matter in any way, shape, or form. You see, because the president, being the most powerful man in the free world, is obviously watched by the free world. His recent display on the world stage down under in Australia was, shall we say, an embarrassment. And they're thinking to themselves, this guy's in control of the United States of America. This is the same man that we're supposed to have faith in with our money. I think people are getting a little wiggy. And then for the coup de grace, last night the president goes on national TV thinking he's only speaking to a local audience of Americans. Meanwhile, the world is watching. And the world was baffled. The president was saying things that everybody knew was a lie. I mean, this is an unfortunate thing to say. And the president does this all the time. He just lies through his teeth. He just makes things up. He just sucks stuff out of his thumb. I'm sure the troops would like to know some of the 36 countries that are in Iraq, because apparently the only people that are dying in Iraq are American soldiers. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I heard of an Italian going down, or a Frenchman going down, or a Ukrainian going down, or an Australian going down. Every day we just hear, so far this month, 38 kids are dead, averaging 2.4 U.S. service personnel a day. I guess that's winning if you are delusional, on drugs, or this reflects very badly, not only on the U.S., because you see, I mean, this is unfortunate, but it happens. Trust me on this one. When the world looks at America, they look at George Bush. And George Bush, and it happened during the Clinton years, the world looked at America, they thought all Americans were Clinton. Now the world looks at America and they see George Bush, they think all Americans are George Bush. It happens that way. Although it's a big disconnect. I mean, there's a serious big disconnect out there. But it's how the world operates. And it's unfortunate how that is. So while we are now in the midst of a financial crisis of epic proportion, people are looking for leaders. They are looking for something to have faith in, something to trust in. And when the leader of the free world comes out and gives a 20-minute speech where, I mean, the news media today didn't criticize the speech in any way, shape, or form. Media is getting a little wiser on this, probably coming too late to the game, but nevertheless, they finally starting to figure it out. When the president gives a speech now, they do a fact-checking thing. And they run down the list of things that Bush said last night were facts, but it's so far in distance from the truth, it was mind-boggling. I don't think there was a single thing he said last night that was accurate. I'm not piling on the guy, it's just that he lies through his teeth. This is not a good thing. For a man that says he's a Christian, maybe we should put the Ten Commandments up at the White House. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. You know, faith is a funny thing, especially when it comes to money. people get really wiggy when it comes to their money. It doesn't matter what politicians say. It doesn't matter what bankers say. But when people start to get wiggy about the security of their money in the institutions that they have money in, no matter what platitudes bankers say or presidents say, people have much more faith in saying, you know what, I would rather just have my money in my hands, please. Which is the reason why, my friends, and don't get wiggy because I'm going to tell you this, but the dollar is going to collapse. It's inevitable the dollar will collapse. Foreign investors into the United States have absolutely no faith in this administration. Why would you have any faith? If they're going to lie about something as minute as how many foreign countries are helping the coalition forces in Iraq, if you're going to lie about something as minuscule as that, you're going to lie about a whole bunch of other things. And when it comes to money, people cut you no slack. They may cut you a little bit of slack when it comes to politics and rancor and what's going on in Iraq. They may cut you a little bit of slack there. But when it comes to money, it's a whole different thing. And we will face a dollar collapse. I don't know when. I don't have a crystal ball. But we ride on the edge of a cliff. And all it requires is a little push. This is why the Federal Reserve stuck between a rock and a hard place. What to do on Wednesday, on Tuesday? Do they adhere to the calls of the masses, of the Kudlows and the Kramers of the world, that in order to save the real estate market and to stop this bleeding, which is, by the way, this is a wound of epic proportion. This is an axe wound that they put a Band-Aid on, and they can't figure out why the patient's still hemorrhaging. You'd think the media would have some sort of responsibility in this and trying to educate and inform people what's going on. But no, today what they're concerned about O.J. Simpson. It's bizarre. It's been wall-to-wall coverage all day. O.J. Simpson. Well, here's a little bit of a wake-up call. Finance ministers and central bankers have long fretted that at some point the rest of the world will lose its willingness to finance the United States' proclivity to consume far more than it produces, and that a potential disastrous free fall in the dollar's value would result. But for longer than most economists would have been willing to predict a decade ago, the world has been a willing partner in America's excesses until a new and homegrown financial crisis this summer rattled confidence in the country and the world's largest economy. On Thursday, the dollar briefly fell to another low against the euro of $1.39 as a slow decline that has been underway for many months picked up steam this past week. This is all pointing to a greatly increased risk of a fast unwinding of the U.S. current account deficit and a serious decline of the dollar, said Kenneth Rogoff, a former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund and an expert on exchange rates. We could finally see the big kahuna hit. His words, not mine. In addition to increased nervousness about the pace of the dollar's decline, many currency analysts now also are willing to make an argument that they would have avoided as recently as a few years ago that the euro should bear the brunt of the dollar's decline. The euro shared by 13 countries once looked like it daring experiment, but it has gained credibility and euro-denominated financial assets are as good as their U.S. counterparts. With a slow economic overhaul underway in European capitals and a fundamentally sound corporate structure, a weaker dollar justifiably means a stronger euro. The euro has earned what it has gotten, said Stephen Jen, global head of currency research at Morgan Stanley in London. It's not simply rallying by default. So long as Americans buy more than they earn from exports, and they did, creating a current account deficit of some $850 billion last year, the rest of the world financed the binge by bringing dollars into the U.S. for investment in stocks, bonds, real estate, or other assets, thereby preserving demand for the dollar. The continued appetite for U.S. investments stemmed from a track record of strong economic growth and a financial system that has been remarkably resistant to shocks. But the latest turmoil in mortgage markets has, in a single stroke, shaken faith in the resilience of American finance to a greater degree than even the bursting of the technology bubble in 2000 or the terror attacks of September the 11th, analysts said. It has also raised prospect of a recession in the wider economy. While most economists just a few months ago would have dismissed the prospect of a dollar collapse outright, they are now debating the possibility that something on par with the dollar debacle of the 1970s might just happen again. When a currency collapses, the central bank can push up interest rates to attract needed investment, but strangle the economy in the process. Alternatively, it can let the currency fall and watch prices of imports and eventually competing domestic goods rise sharply. Double-digit inflation resulted in the 1970s, and only a global recession brought it to an end. Today, the dollar's current weakness has been driven by uncertainty over how central banks will react to the turmoil in financial markets, unleashed by the collapse of the U.S. market for subprime mortgages given to borrowers with shaky credit history. The European Central Bank put off an interest rate increase it had planned for September, but is still inclined to tighten credit at least one more time by the end of this year. By contrast, the U.S. Federal Reserve has hinted at a rate cut at its next Tuesday meeting, a step that would diminish the appeal of dollar-denominated assets, almost certainly sending the dollar lower. We might see $800 next week, for gold, that is. But across an 18-month to two-year horizon, investors are pondering how quickly the dollar will fall, a question to which there are no easy answers. After a run of strong growth, the U.S. economy has lurched into a phase of slow expansion, and last Friday, the most serious warning sign appeared, an outright deterioration in employment growth. The data has coincided with profit warnings from major U.S. retailers like Walmart and Home Depot, suggesting that consumer spending, the backbone of the American economy for years, was ebbing. This step would logically follow the rapidly cooling housing market, since Americans have spent heavily with money borrowed against rising home values. The ATM machine. Oh, we can just dip into the house. I could go on, but it's Friday. I don't want to leave you with, obviously, a situation of wigginess, if you will. But we are dealing with a perfect financial storm. And as I said previously, unfortunately, the world is watching what the President of the United States says, because ultimately it affects when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. And so the world is watching what the president does and what he says. And unfortunately, this man does not exude any confidence whatsoever to make foreign investors feel comfortable about sending their hard-earned money to the U.S. Let alone, they don't even want to come to the U.S. because getting through the airport is a minefield. It's a culmination of all these things. This insanity of the Department of Homeland Security wanting to make us safer. They're closing the borders to people who want to come and do business in America, but they leave the southern border wide open. You can just walk across. And who knows how many people have walked across. And by the way, they're most probably going to come across this weekend with the thermometer reading 110. Why? Because next week, probably on the same day that the dollar collapses and everybody is running around panicking about the financial system, quietly, stealthily, Congress is going to pass the DREAM Act, which is amnesty just couched in another name. See, it doesn't sound so bad. Congress is going to vote on the DREAM Act. Well, that sounds fine. I'm all for dreams. I think there should be a Dream Act. But when you read, it's like the Patriot Act. You could vote against something that says Patriot. After all, it must be red, white, and blue. That must mean that it's good for the country. No, it simply means that whatever freedoms you thought you had are now basically gone. Because everybody agrees with the Patriot Act, because it's going to make us safer. It drives me nuts. Really, it does. Drives me to distraction. That we have not only in this war on terror, just like the war on drugs, war on cancer, war on poverty, is an abject failure. All it is putting money in cronies' pockets. Every scumbag politician who was voted out of office now has a company that is selling information to the United States government on how to make us safer. And they come up with all these wonderful ideas, like a national ID card. Well, if we can track everybody, then we'll know where everybody is. So let's have a national ID card. And if you don't have a national ID card, then you won't be able to board an airplane, rent a car, get a movie, enter a government building. That's going to make us safer against insurgents coming across the border or swimming across the sea, as most Iraqis will do. Because after America finally leaves Iraq, all those Iraqis will swim across the sea and they'll start blowing up things here in the United States. That's if you believe George Bush. So what can I say? I mean, this is ultimately the perfect storm. And these people don't even realize this. And they will be in denial right up until the point where everything has gone completely into the porcelain princess. When they've got nothing else to lose. Then and only then will they admit to the error of their ways. But you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once you squeezed it out. The only way that we can resolve this dilemma that we face right now is if the American people wake up and elect someone to the Oval Office that actually understands not only American history, but world history, who understands the different ethnicities and cultures of people in far-off places, so that we don't get ourselves involved in foreign entanglements and alliances with people who don't have political interest lobbying groups in Washington who dictate American foreign policy, not to the benefit of America, but to the detriment of America. To perpetuate a lie that's been going on since 1948. And all done in the name of political correctness. Because people are too afraid to speak out in case they are labeled, put in a box as a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, or yes, the big one, anti-Semitic. You see, you pull out that old canard, and then all of a sudden you get what we got. People who want to actually speak out against the deteriorating situation of U.S. foreign policy, and if you dare bring up a certain lobby group that has immense influence, you are immediately chastised and set aside. Numerous professors at various institutes of higher learning, the puppy mills of socialism, even these leftist professors who want to speak out against certain lobbying groups are denied tenure and subsequently put aside. Well, if you want to go around your life with your head in your sand and not realizing what's up and what's down, you'll be one of those people, unfortunately, that's going to wake up one morning to realize everything you owned is now pretty much returned to its mean value.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education pension, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
No. Let the song play. It's my favorite song.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for Friday. Yeah, don't forget that one. If you ask directions from the genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, she'll lie to you. Don't ask me why, but all of a sudden I have a strong desire, some Jim Beam. I've never used Google Earth outside of just interested in looking around different places around the world. Yesterday we did a story that's appearing in the October edition of Vanity Fair. It's an expose of the amount of money that is unaccounted for, that was shipped from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York to Baghdad. There's $9,000 million unaccounted for. Nobody knows what happened to it or where it went. Let me just remind you. $9,000 million fits into a C-130. If you can imagine a C-130, floor to ceiling in cash, that is what $9 billion is. Now, we don't know where it is. I went to Google Earth because in the report it gives the exact location of the Reserve Bank warehouse. It's about the size of a major super Walmart. The amazing thing is it is about three stories high. It's about the size of two football fields. It is stacked from floor to ceiling with notes. As a matter of fact, security is so tight in this building that they don't even allow employees inside the main vault. Everything is automated. They have robots that go around and move pallets of money from place to place. So if you go to republictradinggroup.com, .net, I should say, and you scroll down the page and you'll see the article that says billions over Baghdad, and you'll see that 100 Orchard Street is highlighted. Just click it on and you will see this monstrous building. Hey, well, I just found it very interesting. But then again, read the story about billions over Baghdad and how all this money disappeared. Then right underneath it, I strongly recommend you watch this video. It's a great video. It's called The Federal Reserve is Neither Federal Nor a Reserve. It's owned by a corrupt group of international bankers. It's a private-owned monopoly, largely responsible for creating America's national debt. And I hope you have a good weekend, and we'll do this all again next week. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun next week. Stay tuned. Till then, see you, bye.
It's true.